Well, citizen scientists in South Australia are fighting the devastating algal bloom outbreak one oyster at a time. The bloom has wreaked havoc along the SA coastline, shutting down the fishing industry in some parts, closing off some beaches and killing hordes of marine life. But it's hoped that restored oyster reefs could act as a natural water filter, with the project receiving major funding for 25 new sites. Manny Katz is a marine ecologist and director of the marine restoration organisation called Air Lab. That's Air spelt with E-Y-R-E. Manny, welcome to Breakfast.
Hey, Sally. Thanks for having me.
How does this work? I'm fascinated to understand how this works.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. We take a bunch of oyster shell from local oyster farmers. I happen to luckily live in Coffin Bay, where there's some of the tastiest oysters on the planet. I might be a little biased, but they're really good. And so local oyster farmers donate their shell. We can clean the shell, and we have a biodegradable mesh bag that we can put it in. And basically, we strategically place it on the seafloor. And native oysters can then recruit. They can settle on these bags. And we bring together local community to help us do this activity. And we work with school kids and traditional owners to make that happen.
And how do the science and physics of this work? Why do the oysters make such a difference?
So oysters, starting from their early life stages, they sort of work like coral in a sense, where they're broadcast spawners. So once you have fertile oysters, they'll release their spawn into the water column. They swim around. They can actually swim. They have little fins. And then they need a suitable substrate, a suitable surface to settle onto. So they can't settle into the sand. They need a hard surface to settle onto. So it's part of why we're sort of reintroducing this shell material, which they like to grow on. And then oysters, they're filter feeders. So they basically, you know, suck up nutrients and algae. One single living oyster can filter up to 200 liters of water per day. And then you multiply that by, you know, millions or billions of oysters. That's the goal. And you get really, really, really clean water.
Those numbers are huge. So every oyster can make a difference.
Yes, absolutely.
So this area in Coffin Bay has been labelled as a lost reef. What happened to it, Manny?
So it's a long story. I'll try to keep it short. Early colonialists, basically, you know, Matthew Flinders and his crew, when they came to Australia and were mapping out the whole coastline, they were looking for a couple of things, right? They were looking for fresh water and they were looking for food. So all across the world, we have oysters exist on every single continent except for Antarctica. And when they came into the bays around South Australia and through the gulfs, they saw oysters sticking out of the water. And instantly they thought, bingo, that's a food source. And throughout the 19th century, they began the process of dredging. They scraped the sea floors, removed indiscriminately all this oyster reef habitat. And we got to keep in mind that these oyster reefs extended all the way from here, all the way up to places like Noosa. Mm. In South Australia alone, we used to have over 1,500 kilometers of oyster reef ecosystems. And now less than 1% of them exist. And so diving around Coffin Bay, we started to find buried reefs, essentially because we removed all of this hard material, it's destabilized the sediment. And so some of the deeper reefs that may have been living up to 30, 40 years ago have now become submerged under a layer of thick sediment, which is sort of what, when we stumbled across them, what spurred this whole project.
Manny, it's a fascinating snapshot of something that's going on as South Australia is trying to deal with this algal bloom. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks. It's
Manny Katz there in beautiful Coffin Bay in South Australia, marine ecologist and director of marine restoration at the organisation called Air Lab, as in Air Peninsula.